Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired. Alguni, the mic is on your side, and welcome to One Talk Podcast.
Thank you very much, John. It is indeed a pleasure to be here and to be talking to you and your audience. It has been a great experience listening to your videos and your podcast prior to this, and this is a great opportunity. So I truly thank you for that. And a little bit about myself. I am a marketer by profession. I live in the US and have been working in the financial services and marketing industry for the for about 10 some years now. And I have been associated with LinkedIn and with all of you all since about 2 years. So it has been an interesting journey so far. I am also a coach that I find my inspiration from people, and I feel like I have to give it back to them. So it is just a beautiful circle of give and take here, which is where I get my energy from. I did my StrengthsFinder a couple years ago, where I found that my strongest strength was connectedness, and it wasn't a surprise to me at all, because I truly find my energy. I literally feed off of people's vibes. So I think it was just the right thing for me to do, and that is why I picked up coaching as well. Because it just came naturally.
So, wow. Yeah. That's beautiful, Falguni. That's beautiful to understand. And as much as, you know, to get to listen to it from your own words and to understand how you've been growing from one stage to another, being a coach, being a storyteller, being a marketer, and as well as working in a financial field. And you've got a lot of experience, a lot of exposure, a lot of skills you've been having. And one thing that makes me today to invite you to our podcast is the way you do your things through storytelling, and the way you bring the magnetic power and strength, as you note it down, towards positivity, towards making people happy, and towards sharing love, which we all know across the world, everybody wants to be shown love. Everybody wants to be appreciated. And you can never be appreciated without positivity, without happiness, without peace, and without love. So in our today's discussion, we are going to focus much on way of success. And I want to listen to it, and even our listeners and audience will be waiting to know how you define success. Because I read one of your articles, I think it is the latest article on your LinkedIn account, and it was talking about success in a way that I don't want to define, but I will let you, let our listeners and audiences understand what you define of success to you personally and how you take it, because success is defined by so many things. It can take the side of material thing, it can take the side of your personification, or the side of love or growing a family. So in your own words, Falguni, what would you define success?
Okay, we are going to get very, very layman here, and we are going to talk about the most basic definition that I have of success, okay? And that is anything that we do during the day that lets me sleep peacefully at night. And what I mean by that is that, What I mean by that is that, you know, we are at the end of the day answerable to our own self. Now, success can be defined differently by me versus you. But this is the common thread that I'm pretty sure each and everybody who wants to be successful wants to be peaceful too. Like, I think that is what, that is where the jam is. That is where the whole thing boils down to, is peace at the end of the day. And that is what is success to me. So, and that could definitely, I mean, and when I say it very loosely, I really mean that what we do during the day is we do so many things, right? I do something towards my family, which makes me feel peaceful. You know, I want to do something good that makes me or allows me to, you know, not worry about it and sleep peacefully at night. I do something at work, which is also obviously contributing towards my mental peace again. So, you know, there are things that we do. I do things towards my friends during the day. I do things towards the society, towards the world during the day. What I mean is that every single activity that we do, if we give it our best, and if we feel that, you know, first of all, it kind of directly relates to being authentic. It comes down to, you know, if you are putting, if you're being somebody else, you are actually carrying the burden that is not required. It is going to tear you down. It is not going to allow you to succeed, really, right? Because you're not being yourself. You're not really going from point A to B because you're busy trying to be somebody else. You know, you're not progressing in life. So those are the things that really, I mean, that's the very, very basic for me. If that is not there, I mean, we could be beginners. We could be well in our journey, or we could be somebody who's achieved a big deal. At the end of the day, if we are not going to be at peace, then we are missing out a huge deal.
Wow. That was the best definition of success I've ever had, coming from you, Falguni. And I appreciate that. I think it crowns it all. Because, you know, it generalizes whether you will take it on the materialistic thing, whether you'll take it in terms of personification, whether you'll take it any dimension, but it draws down to being peaceful when you're going to sleep, when you're going to rest. Your mind has to be peaceful. So in a way of, you know, creating that peace to the society, you chose storytelling. If I will just ask, like, simply, why storytelling?
Because I had once read that, you know, people, are, and we read this all the time everywhere, that, you know, people are always going to remember how we make them feel. They may forget what we told them or, you know, what our content was, how smart we were. But they'll always remember how we made them feel. And that is something I take to heart because that is true. I reflect upon everything that I hear to see if that is ringing a bell in my head, if that is kind of crossing the funnel of my own, you know, mental ability to see what that is, what is being said is actually true and applicable in my life personally, right? So when I did that, I really saw that the people that I remember from way before in my life, and I have, you know, I've traveled a lot. I have been in different countries and lived, now I live in America as an immigrant. So I have been, you know, at different places with different people, and everything that I remember is how that somebody made me feel. I don't remember any dialogue, anything, you know, that was very tangible. I just remember how they made me feel. So when I stick to that, I really want to be able to make an impact. That is where I derive my sense of satisfaction and success from, where I am able to actually put a smile on somebody else's face, where I'm actually able to see that light in the eyes of somebody the way I see them, right? So if that is happening, that requires me to connect with them. And to connect with them, there is no better way than connecting with the heart. Like, that is the bond that will click. That is what will remain, right? So that is where I kind of come from, which is why, and plus it is very easy to relate when I tell you things that are a slice of my life, you know, where I tell you, this is what I did, John, and this is how it happened, you know, then it's better recollection for you, right? So out of everything that you see on my profile, the storytelling kind of stuck with you because perhaps that is what has connected with you the most, right? Because we do that, and we all have, you know, stories and experiences to share and so much to learn from, you know, especially you and I being from such diverse backgrounds, I have immense things to learn from you. And the best way to do that would be through storytelling, you know.
I got your point. And I really agree with you. You know, we are taught also as leaders that the best way to, you know, motivate your team is by recognizing them. And, you know, recognition is always not tangible. Rewards are there. And rewards, you know, is something that I really know I will be rewarded. But, you know, when you come up with a recognition, something that is not tangible, but you just surprise me, like the story you're talking about, it sticks in my mind. It sticks in history. It's something that, you know, you will never forget. But rewards are things that come and go, you know. So recognition might come only once, and it will always stick in my mind. The same way you are bringing it with the storytelling, yes, we can always meet, we can shake hands, we can talk, but, you know, a story is what defines our meeting. A story is what defines our relationship. What you tell me is what sticks in me, and I really appreciate that, and I believe in it, and I strongly agree. So,
one thing I would like to add, John, sorry to interrupt. There is one other thing. You know, there are concepts. There are things like, you know, love and peace. And, you know, there are concepts like those. But when we explain to them via story, we are showing how they show up in our life or the implementation of that, right? We always have heard that, you know, be good to others. Like, that's we have heard that, right? But then via story, if I'm sharing something from my life where it shows that I may have been good to people, it's just you're seeing the implementation of that idea, and that is why it kind of sticks with you more, because, you know, now you know a use case. Now you know, how can I put that in my life? Because, yeah, I've met so many people. Yeah, I can do the same thing. Like, you can try to understand how that can be implied in your life too. So it just becomes so much more relatable, and it just gives us, it just makes it a little bit of easy and digestible for us when we hear it in form of a story than a huge big concept.
That really helps, and that's absolutely beautiful to hear from you, Falguni. And this is why I love, you know, following these videos and the storytelling that you're telling. And it was my pleasure to have you here, because I knew listening from yourself, this defining all this is going to change somebody's life, and it's going to change somebody's perception towards, you know, appreciating videos and appreciating these short videos. You know, I really like the short clips and the short storytelling, because sometimes they just come as a boom. You know, it's just something that, you know, it's coming as a bomb, and it's a bombshell that will open your mind. And the best thing and the best part of it, I always get them in the morning when I just wake up and I open my LinkedIn and Falguni is there. And I'm like, oh, it made my day, you know.
So going...
Yeah. So going back to success, I really would like to understand what traits I as a person, as Joan, I might be able to look in a person when I want to realize, like, I want to see success in personification, personality. What portrays success when you look at a person in a trait? Like, you know, I can just say that for me to be successful, this is what I have to have as a person, right? I know there's a way you can explain this better than I might or any other person. And I really wanted to listen this coming from you personally, so that even my listeners can understand this, so that they can also understand why you're talking about the peace of mind as well as happiness, love, and positivity.
Absolutely. So for me, when I see these things that I'm about to tell you, is what tells me that they are successful at doing what they are wanting to achieve. Now, they may have reached their goal or not is a different story, but they are well on the path when they demonstrate these traits, right? So number one is when they are passionate about things. Like, you know, it shows in the way they talk. It shows in the way they carry themselves, they behave, the things they say, and the way they say it demonstrates passion. Like, that fire has to be there. You cannot be dull, right? So that is one thing that I would see and think that, okay, this is a good trait for me to see that, okay, they're passionate. When I see that they're putting in the work, right? That is the second thing. Like, they have to put in the work continuously, you know, to show progress, to show that, you know, they're moving from point A to B, right? You know, it is important to put in the work and then eventually get better at it, right? So put in the work, I think that is going to help to become more and more successful. The other thing in my favorite word, you know that, is focus. Like, I really...
yeah.
We have to be focused. Like, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to focus on what is it that you want to achieve. And then go after it 100%. Give it your 100%, right? So when we do that and when we show that dedication in our work, it is really going to take us there. It is really going to make us progress in the path of whatever we have chosen in our life, right? So focus. And then the other thing is also support, right? When we see that there is support around it, or the person himself is seeking support, you know, because when you want to be successful, you cannot be alone, right? There is, and you have to acknowledge the people that are kind of helping you be successful. So if there is that support and there is acknowledgement of that support, that is a fantastic trait, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is that people who want to be successful have ideas, and they want to share them. They want to bring people together, collaborate, do something out of it, right? They have ideas that they want to work with. And they not only have ideas, they also want to improve on the ideas that they're currently working on. So again, collaboration comes into play, right?
Yeah.
So that, and then they have the mentality to serve, my friend. That is where it all kind of comes down to, where you have to, you know, give it back, where you have to really know that my cup is full enough to share, you know, because, you know, while growing up, my mom used to always tell me the story, right? They're like, you know, when there is rain, you have we all have a cup, like, you know, just say imaginary cup. When we put it upside down, there's not going to be filled, and nothing is going to be filled, right? Even though it's raining, right? But when you just flip that cup, it all starts taking in, starts pouring. And when there is too much more, you just are bound to give it out. You see what I'm saying? You're bound to spill, you're bound to give it out. So fill your cup so much that it flows, you know, it starts flowing, it starts spreading to people. That is service, you know, that is where you kind of give back, you know, you appreciate what you have and you want to give back, you're oozing it out, right? And then like, be persistent about where you want to go. It kind of ties back to the focus we were talking about. Be 100%, you know, dedicated towards that. I think those are the things that tell me that the person wants to be successful, will be successful when they demonstrate some of these traits, is what I feel.
I agree with you 100%, Falguni. This is what I also believe in, for success to be seen, because also to me, the ultimate, you know, goal of whatever someone is doing doesn't define the success in it. I always appreciate success along the way. And along the way, you need to be passionate, you need to be consistent, you need to focus, you need support, you have to share ideas. And by sharing those ideas, you get to know new things and you get, you know, to challenge the difficulties that come throughout a successful trip. And the mentality of sharing the thing has to be there. And as you've shared, lastly, you have to dedicate yourself to doing these things, which... probably is what I also believe in, because, you know, people fear the word success, because if you ask somebody, are you successful? Most of them will tell you not yet. And then you wonder, what do you need to be successful? So we've learned a lot from you, Falguni, that success, being successful is just, you know, the peace of mind when you're sitting down, when you're trying to look behind or looking at something that's coming in the future, you're peaceful. Then it means that you are on the track to being successful. So a little break, and when we come back, we want to know something that is very unique about Falguni that you might not get when you look for her up on LinkedIn or on Facebook or any other social media, but she can share it with us personally and one-on-one on One Talk podcast.
One Talk podcast. The home of love. Listen, and learn.
And welcome back. This is One Talk, and with your host, John Gora. And I have my dear friend, Falguni Katira, who is in US and is talking about success this evening from Bahrain. I hope it is daytime in US. It's something around 11 o'clock, is it?
It's 10:28, yes.
10:28, yeah. So we just want to know something. Who is Falguni? What don't we know that you would let us know today, and only on One Talk Podcast?
So I am a spiritual seeker, and mm-hmm. I have gone to China to trek the Mount Kailash when I was 16, and I was the youngest one to do that. At that time, and I'm talking about this in 1998, when mm-hmm. I was 16 years old. That is something wow. that many people don't know, that I was the youngest and held that record for about 2 years.
Wow.
Somebody else went and,
at 16 years old?
Yes.
I love to hear that. Yeah. And that's why this section is always, it's always something that's coming as a surprise. And that also, that's also success, It's
oh, yeah.
a way of, because you're holding a record, for like 2 or 3 years is not a joke. And true. Climbing.
The best part was, I didn't know about that, John. I was totally gone. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I really love that as well. And I know our audience will also love to listen to that. And so I just want to give you opportunity, Falguni, to talk to the audience in your own words, something that is so motivating, something that is of focus, as you always make it to focus. And as a storyteller, you always do this in 1 minute, but I'm giving you like 2 minutes, 3 minutes to take you the podium and give us a focus. Tell us a story on your own words.
So I want to share this little story that comes to my mind almost immediately when you say a story, because this is something that it is very fresh. It just happened mm-hmm. last night. So every mm-hmm. night when we, when I put my kids to the bed, I, we say a small little prayer and we do our thank yous, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So my son, mm-hmm. He always says good night to everybody in the family. And, so the younger one, he's 4 years old, John. And so he mm-hmm. goes, thank you to Earth. Good night to Earth, And I'm like, okay, great. So he goes, Mama, why I'm saying that? I am saying that because we are all, this is 4 year old speaking, by the way, and I'm speaking verbally. Mm-hmm. He's saying, why I said thank you, Earth, and good night to Earth? Because that is where we live. We are living on planet Earth. Everybody, even people in India, because he has that connection with my family there, they are all living on the same Earth. So I'm telling everybody good night. I want everybody to.
Wow.
And I was taken aback, John. It gave me goosebumps because it came from this four-year-old gratitude. These are the things, these are the values, implement. These are the values lived, right? So it gave mm-hmm. me goosebumps, and I was actually going to do a post on it, but thank you for allowing me to say it here. I mm-hmm. was taken aback that this person understands, that we are all connected, and that, by saying that, by taking care of Earth, by taking care of this, he's actually taking care of the world, which I thought was a big thing. And it just made me think that when this four-year-old can have this clarity and can believe that, what happens when we grow up? Why do we forget that we are all so damn connected and some of a whole, right? It was a very beautiful moment I had, and it's just as fresh as last night, so I wanted to share.
I think that was a beautiful moment. I really appreciate that boy. He's a boy or he's a girl?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. He often makes me wonder that with so many things he does.
That's a great one. And I think he should be part of One Nation, you know?
He is already, right? You see? He's already.
this is a guy who's helping us to spread the word. And that, you know, is what we, what it's all about. You know, One Nation, Emerge, 365 Give, and He for She. It's these are movements that are formed, you know, to bring that unity, to bring oneness. And just as you've asked, when, you know, when we are little, we see a lot of things and we tend to be very fast in learning. But then you wonder, when people grow up, I don't know what comes up. Is it sometimes we need to go back to class and try to understand what changes in between this age that this boy is now and when he will grow up and be like us? And now, you know, people start becoming greedy, not remembering to say thank you, not remembering to pray for others. But I feel that when we see such kind of generation at that age, that he can show that kind of gratitude. And you get him into track and he gets a good bringing up, I think we are going to have a brighter future than what we have today.
I agree. I am wanting to preserve this innocence and this, you know, gratitude that he has in him. And I want to see the best that I can do to, you know, kind of bring him up in a way where he feels that it's okay to be that way and it doesn't kind of muddy the waters for him.
Thank you so much for coming to our podcast, Falguni. And Wanta Podcast has never been a podcast without that one final parting shout from our guests. And I've always giving opportunity to our guests to give us a parting shot in terms of the discussion that we've had. And today we discussed about success. And I would like to hear from you with the shortest sentence possible, Falguni, your last words in terms of success to our audience of today.
I hope we are all going to sleep peacefully tonight and do something during the day that allows us to do so at night.
Wow, that's beautiful, and that's focus, and that's what Falguni's world is made of. It's made of being focused, telling stories, doing marketing, and being a coach, and all that. And as you have heard, success is not all about what we are chasing. It is a peaceful mind. It is something that lives in us, as it has been described by Falguni. Thank you so much for coming, and I wish this is not the last time that we are having you here. This is just the beginning, the test that we've had, and we will have much of you coming to discuss with us a lot of things and also just telling stories, not necessarily talking about success or anything to do with marketing, but just storytelling, because you never know who will listen to that story and have their lives move from one step to another. Thank you so much, and do have a wonderful, wonderful day, and pass my regards to that One Nation ambassador, the 4-year-old. You know, don't forget to pass my regards to him, right?
Most definitely. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to much more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for choosing One Talk Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.